Good evening, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, we hear that we should be compassionate and merciful, humbly regarding others as more important than ourselves. And certainly Jesus tells us over and over again in the Gospels that love of God and love of neighbor are ultimately the same thing. We cannot claim to love God unless we are just and compassionate toward those around us, to our families and friends, to those in our community, and especially to those who are most needy, the sick, the poor, the bereaved, the lonely and forsaken. In our parish, we have special ministries dealing with the sick and with the bereaved, but our primary means of social outreach and assistance to the poor is through the St. Vincent de Paul Society. The society was founded in 1833 by Frederick Ozanam, a law student at the University of Paris. He and a group of fellow students who were all practicing Catholics were challenged to show that the church was doing something to help people in the contemporary world. And so they founded a society, which they called a Conference of Charity, to assist the poor of the city. And they placed their society under the patronage of St. Vincent de Paul, the great 17th century French priest, educator, and founder of religious congregations, but who was best known as the Father of the Poor, and whose special charism was the care of those who suffer and are most in need, the sick, the poor, and prisoners. From its founding in Paris, the St. Vincent de Paul Society has spread throughout France and throughout the world. And while it supports many types of charitable and missionary activities, its primary focus has always been to work on the parish level. And let me note here that this focus on parish work is in accord with one of the great principles of Catholic social teaching, the principle of subsidiarity, which holds that social action is always most effective on the level closest to those who are being helped. A national or international organization may give guidelines and support, but it cannot tell us what our needs are or how we can best meet them here in the greater Greenville area. That direct, human, and personal contact is central to the mission of the St. Vincent de Paul Society and its work here in our parish. Our local society is staffed entirely by volunteers and is active in many ways. It provides direct aid to parishioners, to other Catholics, and to non-Catholics in Taylor's and the surrounding communities. It helps with emergency needs, including food, utilities, clothing, and furniture, as well as special meals and gifts at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the income of the St. Vincent de Paul Society comes from voluntary collections made on the first Sunday of each month, today, as well as from the poor box donations and from special gifts from individuals, businesses, and institutions. Last year, our St. Vincent de Paul Society helped 772 families with utility bills and gave out 995 bags of food. They raised $97,500, of which $95,300 was distributed directly to the poor. I guess Dave wanted to keep a few dollars for a beer or whatever, right? So, no, they have to keep a little bit of money in reserve, as things go. But that's really a remarkable achievement, I think. Virtually every dollar you give to the St. Vincent de Paul Society goes directly to those in need. They have no overhead at all. It's really a remarkable achievement. Our parish also cooperates with the St. Vincent de Paul Societies of other local parishes and with Catholic charities, with local food banks, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters to meet the needs of the poor. The St. Vincent de Paul Society is active all week long, and it's open to the public by appointment on Mondays from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. over in the St. Francis House next to the ranch in the parking lot on this side of the church. And to those of us who stop by, it's a very moving sight to see our volunteers counseling poor families and providing bags of food and other forms of assistance. And I'd also like to point out that Prince of Peace parishioners who are in need of financial or other material help should call the office directly and ask to speak to Father Smith or me or to Dave Anderjack, the head of our local society, and ask what we can do to help. I think that as a parish, we can be justifiably proud of the work done by our St. Vincent de Paul Society. And on behalf of the Society, I would like to thank you for your generosity in the past year. And we hope that you will continue to give generously since, as our Lord told us, we have the poor with us always, and there is a continuing demand on the resources of the Society. May God bless you all, and may our parish continue through our St. Vincent de Paul Society to give witness to our love of God through love of our neighbors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.